Okay. Case number two, we're going to get started on. I guess we can just go around the room so you know who you're talking to, Kyle. So go ahead.
Charlie,
how are you doing?
Good.
I've seen Charlie several times with pizza.
Yeah.
That's me.
Ted Gillard.
Tom Yaswitz.
Jackie Murphy.
And I'm Julie Grader. Okay.
Go ahead and introduce. So do you have to make me the chair again, or I'm the chair?
No. Nope. Okay. Each your chair for each hearing.
All right. So we are here to discuss parcel ID 11028000000000, and the parcel owner of record is Kyle Damon, and the location is 1126 Middle Road.
Okay,
I'm going to ask if both Kyle and Bob will state their names for the record.
Yep. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Kyle Damon.
And I need you to take the following oath. Under the pains and penalties of perjury, do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And Kyle, have you received a copy of the rules of procedure?
I don't know.
So would it have been part of the email I sent off to you, giving you a hearing date and time?
Yeah.
With the attachments, the informational attachments? It would have been in that part.
My internet here. I am on a hotspot, but let me just...
Do you have any questions about how the hearing will proceed?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm okay.
And are there any conflicts of interest or ex parte communications from the BCA members?
No.
Okay. And Bob, will you briefly introduce the property on appeal by describing the property and its present valuation?
Yep. This property is located at 1126 Middle Road. It is is a single family home on 5 acres. It is currently assessed at $955,600. The property owner did appeal to the Board of Listers in a timely manner, and the Board of Listers made no change to the assessment.
So, Kyle, we'd like you to present your valuation and supporting evidence. You have 10 minutes to do so.
Most of my information, it's already been sent in, but essentially what I'm appealing is more the difference in the land value. Whereas the home I'm not so concerned with, it's more the land. For our land seems to be valued at considerable higher amounts than neighboring properties, and I'm basing this off of all three, well, maybe not the middle one, but my lot and two lots down were purchased for right around $200,000 in 2021. And the current assessed value is upwards of $300,000 at this point. And so, but the other one is not. It's about 50, 60 something thousand less. So that's my main concern and main flag, is that the neighboring properties seem to be considerably less. And it seems to be the disparaging part, or the difference is the land. And so this land was sold at 200, it was appraised at 200, and then when I did the construction loan, it was 200, and then when I closed on the property, converted it to a mortgage in 2023, it was again assessed at 200. And then with this assessment from the town, it then went up to 300. And so that's where I'm concerned, is that there's been such a jump. And I know that there was a considerable jump in 21, 22, but by mid 2023, that had cooled off, And I don't think from 2023 to now that it has gone up that much. There's no doubt that it is a beautiful piece of property. I get that. But I do feel that all of them are beautiful pieces of property. And I don't understand. I guess I'm having trouble coming to grasp with why mine in particular is so much more. And on top of that, there used to be two homes. There was three homes on the previous lot before it was subdivided. Where that comes to now in my lot is my lot had two of those homes. And they were, I think one was bulldozed and was just an empty basement, and the other one was used as a controlled burn in 2014 for the fire department. When those homes were then bulldozed, I don't know how much was removed, but I know that when I put in a driveway, and just in the driveway portion, there were several old concrete, old pieces of metal, aluminum, trash, old septic systems, batteries, a lot of trash that just had to be remediated just in the driveway. I tried to put a rhododendron garden in that was donated by my wife's grandmother, and they all but died. And when I was trying to excavate it out, I had a pile of concrete and metal and trash, and you see where this is going. The whole front of the land, anytime I try to go do something with it, I had a pile of dirt that was left over from construction and some lilacs. We moved those, and in the process, I used one of those yard rakes to kind of spread out the rest of the soil and replant grass, and up comes a bunch of concrete pieces. So every single time we do something with the front of the land, we're dealing with home parts. And so I would like that to be considered. The back is very wet most of the year. Also the fact that the building envelope is only in the center, because I guess what I'm saying is I can't really do much with the property other than look at it. So I wanted that to be considered as well. And I think my ending arguments is just thank you for hearing me. I understand that you guys have been through a lot lately with the different with the different grievances, and I just wanted to recognize, thank you. I would have made this case to the board, I think it's Board of Assessors, but I was on vacation at the time and they were delayed, so they didn't call me for about 10 minutes, and for some reason, so because I was in Maine on vacation, the phone didn't ring. I don't think that would have mattered, but I did miss that appointment because of those reasons. So that's where I'll let that stand. I do want to thank Bob too. He's been very good about explaining things, and I understand he has a rough job. But I just want to make sure that I'm doing my due diligence, and I still am having trouble. I guess in closing is just realizing why my particular lot is assessed at such higher value than my neighboring lots. I know that homes may be different. In fact, one of them is bigger, and understandably, it's bigger, and the other one's understandably smaller. So I understand that why those would be different, but the lots should relatively be the same, and that's where I'm seeing the differences. So, thank you.
Any members of the BCA have questions?
Speak first.
Yeah, Bob can speak first. We'll have questions.
Okay. Sure. Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no.
So in the packets that we sent out, here's one for you. We just quickly did a sales grid that compared some of the properties of similar size, building quality. We do not have a whole lot of 5-acre lot parcels selling in town, or single family homes that are on 5 acres, so there is some value differences there. But if you look at the sales grid, we look at 23 Overlake Drive, 207 Walnut Grove, 296 Anna's Court, and 71 Pauline's Way as recent builds, new construction. All these properties were built in the last, well, I guess not the last, Overlake was older, but within the last 20 years. And Walnut Grove, Anna's Court, and Pauline's Way were all built in the last 10 years. They all have similar gross net living area and similar gross square footage. We've made adjustments for those, and we also made adjustments for the size of the lots. We come up with a median adjusted sale price of $961,900 when we do those comparisons. As far as the what was mentioned about the other two lots on of the three lots that were owned by Robbie Mazza that were subdivided, identical lots, pretty much. I can't explain why, because I don't have it in front of me, why one is a little bit lower than the other one. But they should all, he's right, they should all be the same value. They should be very equal.
That would be my question too, because you did pretty much focus in on the land, right?
I didn't really care about the house. Yeah, I know, to be fair, I met, when I came in for the original grievances, I met with the assistant assessor, and he was like, yeah, we want to be correct. And he was like, oh yeah, if you don't have that type of heating system, or if you don't have this, because it had forced hot air, had a thing. And he's like, yep, and he corrected it. And I was like, look, I mean, it's a vinyl-sided house. I mean, they're expensive to build these days. It's not super fancy. It's got pretty much the basics. We just went to Kitchen World and got the stock stuff. Anyways, he was good about that. And he brought it down. I'm like, okay, that's very fair, and thank you. And he's like, I do agree with your land. There's something off here. He said he would look into it. He got busy. I never heard back. And that's really all I'm here for. It's just the land. Yeah, I just don't know why my particular parcel is assessed so much differently. If they all were up, I get it. But they were all one piece of land, and they all have a view of a meadow. They all have a view of the sun sets and rises in the same way on all of them. So.
And they're relatively close together. I mean, are they
when you go down. Robbie's old house, they're all right there, bam, bam, bam. So, and they all abut the same property in the back. There's a little runoff there, but it all kind of starts in the same one. The whole back of my property is kind of wet, and then it kind of goes down. But other than that, it's the same. They're all 5-acre lots.
You know, if the other homeowners have had the same collection of debris in there?
No, and that's because the way that the homes were, I can pull it up on Google Earth, because you can see them. If you actually use the Google Earth, you can go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows three homes.
Mm-hmm.
And my particular one, I think Robbie referred to him as Mr. Provost. He was there when Robbie bought the land in 99, and he just let the man live there for, you know, rent free. There's still an old tree stand in one of the trees on our property, and he let him live there rent free till he passed. And then when he passed, he let the fire department do a controlled burn. And I think Robbie just brought over one of his machines and mowed it over. Then my now neighbor across the street said, before I bought the land, Robbie stripped the land in the front for topsoil, which also probably further degraded, which I also didn't realize that. I thought that there was two lilacs there in the front that were sitting on a foot of soil, and I thought that they were just transplanted and sat there. And it was told to me, no,
he
dug around them, and that's why. And I was, so I didn't realize that. I mean, now I know Robbie, and I know, and it doesn't surprise me, it's his land. But he stripped it on, apparently he stripped a lot of that land for its resources before it was sold, which was in his right. But that's all land that was stripped, and now the slightest, you know, you stick a shovel in the ground in the right area and you're hitting old foundation or, you know, stuff. I had to go around buckets and just pick out little bits all over, you know, and clean it hours just when we did the final grading, because it all kind of settled after the first rain. And then, like I said, anytime I do anything with that land now, it's I think you get the point.
What's the difference in those other two properties that abut him?
There shouldn't be any difference. I think the one closest
dollar-wise, he says.
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Well, I pulled that up. It's about, so right now it's on the order of 43 plus 26, well, $65,000 difference between his and the one not abutting yours or adjacent to yours, but the one closer to main roads.
Yeah.
And in 2025, it was a $30,000 difference. So the gap widened for some reason.
Currently, is that the one that's closest to the ravine?
I'm looking at the, you know, map. I don't know if there's a, yeah, it could be the ravine, 27-2.
The ravine might have some adjustment for that ravine.
Because, yeah, the other one's got like an L shape, a hoop shape that's adjacent to him.
So the grading should all be pretty much the same, unless one of them, and I think the ravine one is not as good quality land, but they should all be pretty much the same.
Currently, the value on the land is $313,200. And if I bought it, in, you know, if it was valued at, and I had an appraisal that I submitted with my evidence via email, that it was still $200,000. And to be honest, I mean, I know that these lots went up, or I know all land went up during COVID and whatnot, but $200,000 is still a lot of money for that, for a building lot. And I think it was a little high then, but I think it's kind of, you know, it's dust has settled a little bit. If it went up to $220,000 or something, I'd be like, okay. But it's gone up over, like, what, 60%? If it's $313,000, and that's not 2011 values. That's what I got an appraisal for. So it was taxed back then at like 100 and something, I believe. But I mean, that's what I'm here for. It's this land, it's just how much it went up. And then not only how much it went up, obviously the gap has widened, but I think all three lots should not have gone up more than $200,000 if it's only been a couple of years. So 2023 is what I'm going off of when I got my last, when we closed on the house, going from a construction loan to a mortgage. Muscoma ordered a final appraisal to make sure that, you know, to make sure that the debt service was there or whatever. And I just don't think that it should have gone up $113,000 in 24 months.
Any other questions?
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments, Bob?
No.
Okay.
So we will appoint an inspection committee of 3 BCA members. The inspection committee will be in contact with you to inspect the property within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
The inspection committee is to verify property in regards to testimony heard today, along with the assessor's property record card information.
Is there a best way to contact you for the inspection?
Email or phone. Yeah, email's probably fine.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can show that if it matters. I mean, I can show pictures, because I remember I just took a picture. I had it all, the first debris just, you know, by the base of a tree trunk, because I just thought it was interesting,
yeah.
All the debris. So, like, I can have supporting evidence while we're there, or I could just show them. I haven't filled in. I had to move all the rhododendrons, but the area is all still there. Yeah.
So this meeting is recessed to a date and time not more than 30 days from the hearing to accept the inspection committee report. And thank you for coming.
Yeah, yes, no, thank you. Thank you for hearing. What I have to say. I'll just pay the tax payment today. I know it's technically till the 31st, but my wife's been on me to just pay it, because she says it's not like they're gonna go down, or like for the first statement. I mean, it is what it is. So the info packet that you guys sent out last week.
All about the tax.
Well, it's very informative, and Bob had told me this years ago, and I don't understand why everybody blames the town.
Yeah.
I don't get it. If they put that energy towards, but if that wasn't like that, if this was 1995 or 96 and all the money stayed within our community, I'd vote yes on everything. With the amount of money that we're spending, we could have the Taj Mahal here for it, for like the school, so, or